Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Khalil Mack, and a lot of excitement as you guys go international. Yeah. Mexico City, Monday Night Football, but you have to be excited to see a familiar face in Brock Osweiler.
Oh.
Take us back to last season, the five sacks.
Oh man, last season it was a great game, man. Going up to Denver, on the road, playing some great defense and shutting them out of the end zone, and it was a good feeling.
I'm sure he's not excited to see the familiar face and you no. after the five sacks, but what kind of challenges would you say Houston poses?
Oh, man, they're a great, great running team. Lamar Miller, they do a great job getting him in space. And Brock getting the ball to those deep threats and Fuller and Miller and all those guys, all the weapons that he has on the offense. So it's going to be a great challenge.
How crisp have you guys stayed during the bye? Because a lot of people look at the bye. You guys had a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
Going to Mexico City, making sure you keep that momentum.
No doubt. It was a lot of guys that, remained focused throughout the week. Still was coming in and working and looking at film and all those different things. And that's what you needed during the bye week. But also you needed other guys to get healthier throughout the, all the bumps and bruises throughout those first 9 weeks. And so it was good. It was good for us.
It's nice to get that break, yeah, especially
exactly.
if you have the bumps and the bruises.
Exactly.
It's good, too. I mean, your defense is coming together at the right time. Yeah. What was the turning point for you guys?
The turning point was gelling together. I feel like just a lot of mistakes throughout every little part of the defense, secondary here and there, up front here and there. And so it was just those things, fixing those things and staying consistent and making everything simple to the point where it was that much more easier for everybody to comprehend what was going on and make it that much more cohesive on the front.
Well, and just getting familiar with everyone, like you
yeah.
said, gelling as a unit. You have
yeah.
a guy like Bruce Irvin that comes in, and it's
yeah.
great to have that veteran
oh,
leadership.
Yeah.
You guys hit it off from
yeah,
the start.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember
yeah.
talking to you during the preseason, and you guys already seemed pretty tight. What's
oh, yeah.
it like, that relationship, and how has it grown?
Man, when you coming in with a guy that, like Bruce, Super Bowl belt up under his belt, he knew different things, and he had a different understanding from what they did in Seattle and to what they did here, what we're trying to build here. You know what I'm saying? And so having him come in and already had that mindset that I had, and it was kind of easy to gel together, you know what I'm saying, and put that together and want to be great.
Finally, someone that's making an impact all season long,
yeah.
Derek Carr.
DC.
Oh, my
MVP.
Gosh. It's great. I mean,
yeah.
it's great to see what he's doing out there,
yeah.
and you guys have had a really good relationship
yeah.
from the get-go. Just tell me about what you've seen from Derek Carr this season.
Man, he likes Kobe Bryant, and so he got that Mamba look on his face throughout the week. You just look at him, he got that focus in his eyes, you know what I'm saying? Kind of scare you a little bit. I say that a lot, but it was kind of like, hey, DC, you all right? Like, yeah, bro, I'm just ready. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? And that was kind of the difference this year from all the other years I've been with him. And he's putting it on film, and you can tell.
He's in the zone. All
oh,
right,
yeah.
so let's get to our five questions. We
yeah.
get to have a little bit of fun, and I always ask the first question out the gate, who is your favorite athlete growing up?
Michael Jordan.
Looked up to Michael Jordan. That's a pretty safe bet to go.
No
Did
doubt.
You have, like, the full get-up, the sweatsuit, the shoes, everything?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, my pops, he wasn't really trying to get you no Jordans or none of that. He'd get you something that'll get you by through the day, but he wouldn't give me no Jordans or nothing like that growing up.
Favorite sack celebration, the Tonto jump on it dance or the LeBron?
Oh, yeah. I kind of stole the LeBron and tried to make it my own, you know what I'm saying?
But, and we're okay with that.
Yeah, I used that one. I think I used that one a lot.
Do you have some more in your back pocket?
Yeah,
that
I got
we've
a few.
See?
I got a few, man. Everybody like to hate on LeBron. They like, you need to switch it up. So I'm going to start switching it up here and there.
Okay, maybe some added flair in Mexico City.
Yeah, maybe a little cha-cha.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Keep it simple.
I like that. Speaking of Mexico City, your favorite Mexican dish, what's your go-to?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla plain.
Yeah,
no
plain.
Chicken, nothing?
No, chicken
okay.
quesadilla. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So chicken quesadilla,
chicken quesadilla,
do you put guacamole, sauces, or
I don't really put guacamole on anything.
Okay.
That's bad. Everybody thinks that weird. Thinks it's weird.
Keep
that
it
I don't
simple.
Like guacamole. Yeah,
whatever works.
I don't like guacamole like that.
All right,
yeah.
Final question here. If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
I'd be a physical therapist.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that because you've had good relationships with your physical therapist throughout your career and it looks interesting?
That's partly because of it. But early on, I had an injury in high school, and so I kind of got into, like, the rehab kind of phase mm-hmm. taking care of yourself and looking at different things that they were doing, and it intrigued.
Well, and it's nice to help people regain their strength.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you are forever indebted to those people that help you. Khalil, thank you so much.
Thank you so
Best
much,
of
Nicole.
Luck as you guys go to Mexico
Appreciate
City.
Thank you so much.